the sense that you mean.
Yeah. Okay. So very... Oh, that's like before your turn?
All right.
Days after prayer, sometimes we're not here.
Okay. So we're holding on Chav Zayin and Beis. Tana Rabbanan Maisa B'Rebbe Loi. This is the sugya of being Mekabel Pnei Rabbo B'Rego. Or as we'll see, not necessarily B'Rego. All right, someone want to start us off here? Tana Rabbanan?
Sure.
Does that have the place that wants it? 27B, Chav Zayin and Beis. A little bit further than halfway down. Tana Rabbanan?
Tana Rabbanan. Maisa B'Rebbe Loi. Shehalach L'Hakbel Pnei Rabbe Elezer Rabbo B'Lud. B'Rego. Amar lo, he said to him, Aloy, Einach mishavti harego.
Einach
mishavti harego.
Mishov se harego?
You're not staying home for the rego.
What does einach mean?
You are not?
Yeah, aren't you? Are you not? Are you not? Einach? Mishov se harego? Anyone?
Those who rest?
Right, you're not among those who rest on the rego, right? From the lashon of Shabbos, Shoves, Lishbos, right? Shvisa.
Shehayo Rabbi Elazar Omer.
So why does the Gemara now have to explain this? Because it's a strange question. In light of what we'll see in a minute, this is a strange question. Came to visit his Rebbe on the rego. The Rebbe says to him, "Hey, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be at home?" So I said, well, why do you ask that? Said, oh, because you have to know a little bit about Rabbi Eliezer. What do you have to know about him?
Shehaya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishabach Ani es Ha Etzlonin, She'ein Yotzi Mibantehen Derego.
Mishabach Ani.
I praise the lazy ones.
It literally, Etzlonin means lazy, but it doesn't necessarily mean lazy here. But you're right.
Those who stay in their house.
Right.
Dichtiv, isamachta ata ubeitecha.
Right, well, you didn't stay home with your wife? You didn't stay home with your wife to properly keep the laws of Yom Tov, to properly fulfill the mitzvah of being b'samachta b'chagecha? You went away from your wife? Well, Ravaji a few years ago said, among other things, that this was a reason why it's inappropriate to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. He said, how could you... person go away, and it's very popular now for certain people to go to Uman and Rosh Hashanah. Uman in the Ukraine, I think. Rav Nachman's Kaver. Big, thousands of Hasidim that go there, and non Hasidim now, and it became a big business. Yeah, became a big thing. So Rav Adya made a public declaration saying that he didn't think it was the right thing to do. Which act is that?
No. Yeah, because
they get. I don't know. He's going to usually back down from too much.
He didn't know about this controversy.
Okay. That's what they said. They made a joke. They said, Ani l'uman v'ishti levad. That was the big joke. Right, Elo is supposed to be Ani l'doldi v'doldi li. So they made a joke. Ani l'uman, I'm going to Uman v'ishti levad. My wife's by herself. You know, she'll find for herself. So everybody said, it's not, I don't think it's proper. Okay, in any event, that was the question. Rabbi Elazar said, hey, what's the matter? You're not home with your wife? What are you traveling over here to Lud? What's in Lud after all? Airport? All right, what are you coming to Lud for? You should be home. One second, does everyone understand before we get to that? What about the next statement? So the Gemara says, oh, he would praise Meshabeach Ani Es Ha'atzlonin. I would praise those that would basically tarry, that would just meander or stay at home. Why? So you look at Rashi. Rashi makes it sound like they didn't stay home for any good reason. They just happened to be people that were laggards. He says, even though the reason why they're staying home is not because of the regal, but it just happens that Mamela, they're home during the regal, I give them praise. I'm a shabeach them. Right, so I give them a lot of praise, even though they're not doing it for any lofty reasons. But it turns out that they're doing something proper. What are they doing? They're staying home for the rego. Afal pi came a shabchanani. So the Gemara says, why? Is that really so? Right, so we have this Gemara elsewhere, which tells us that Rabbi Yitzchak taught that there was a chiyuv for a person to be mekabel pnei rabo beregel, for a person to go and greet his Rebbe on the regel. Where is that deduced from? Where was that derived from?
Pasuk
in Malachim Beis, 2 Kings.
Madua at Holechet Alav Hayom Lo Chodesh Velo Shabbos. Mikol, as we learn from here, the Bechodesh Ubishabbos Mechayev Inish Lak Bule.
Take that slow. Rabbe. Good. Take it slow. What does that mean? First of all, what's the? Did anyone get a chance to look up the pasuk? Does anyone know what context that pasuk? Yeah. Right, before he was revived,
yeah.
Resuscitated.
Well, he died. And he's not alive at the moment.
So the Perek Dalet, Perek Dalet Pasuk Chaf Gimel? Yes?
Yeah. 4:23.
Perek Dalet. Well, she basically set him up with a place to be. Vayomer lamoeda zeka ischaya at chovek esbein. Vatomer aladoni ishar lohim. Al tachazev b'shif chasecha. V'atar isha v'atele v'bein l'moed hazeh ka'es chaya asher diber eleha Elisha. Elisha promised her that she was going to have a son, and so it was. V'yigdal hayel v'yihi hayom v'yitzel aviv el ha'kotzrim. V'yomer al aviv, roshi roshi, v'ni yaza b'yad headache, v'yomer al nar, sa'el al imo. V'yisa'ehu v'yehu al imo, v'yishav al birkeha, ad hatzarayim v'yamos. Kid's not well, and he expires. V'atal v'tishkevei al mitas isha Elohim v'tizkor ba'ado v'teitze v'tikro el isha v'tomer shilcha no li echad min alrim v'achas ha'asonos v'arutza ad isha Elohim v'ashuva v'yomer madua at holeches elav hayom v'chodesh v'lo Shabbos v'tomer shalom. He said, why are you going to see the isha Elohim? Why are you going to see Hashem? Why are you going to see the Novi? Why are you running after Elisha? Right, people didn't know the whole matzah. They said, well, where are you going? It's not Shabbos, it's not Rosh Chodesh. They don't know the whole situation with the child. So the Gemara says, or in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, oh, you see from this question that had it been Shabbos or had it been Rosh Chodesh and people would have seen her going to the Navi, it wouldn't have been anything out of the ordinary. They wouldn't have said, hey, where are you going? Well, no, okay, Fashteitzach, you're going to see the Navi. So what do you see from that? That it was normal, that was the proper thing to do. And Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh to go to see the Navi, or to go to see the Rebbe. Okay, in any event, so now we know a little bit about what happened over here. So Rabbi Yitzchak apparently said, from this, you see there's a halacha that the person's supposed to go see his Rebbe on the regal. Madu ad halacha say lo hayom lo chodesh lo Shabbos. Miklal, you see from here, that what?
De bechodesh.
Right, Bechodesh v'Shabbos, Mechayev Inish la'akbule ape rabe. So we have a problem now. What's the problem? Rabbi Elazar told him what? Rabbi Elazar said, hey, I'm a big fan of the lazy people. Why? Because they're homebound. They're locked, they're shut-ins. Can't get off the couches.
But then we have
I'm very happy with that. And you know what? Eloi, you're not doing something right. You came, you slept out here. Why'd you do that? So Gemara says, 1 second, how could that be? Look at Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak darshan this pasuk to teach us that your dafka is supposed to come and visit your Rebbe on the regel. So Gemara says, it's not a problem. Not a kasha. You're right, it seems on its face to be a problem. It seems to present a bit of a stira, but it's not. Why not? Because you have to know that the Gemara is talking about two different cases. Rabbi Yitzchak is talking about one case, and Rabbi Elazar is talking about a different case. What are the two cases?
Ad azo avasi biyoma One where he could make the trip in one day, one where he can't make the trip.
Right. In one situation, we're talking about a case where the trip can be made in a day. In that case, it's praiseworthy, it's recommended, it's proper. The other case is, no, that takes more than a day. It's more than a day's travel to get from one place to the other. There, obviously, it's not, that's what Rabbi Elazar was talking about. Rashi. Had the Ozil of Asi Biyome, Rashi. In other words, he's also able to have proper Simchas Yom Tov. He could travel to the Rebbe and not jeopardize the Simchas Yom Tov. Either another place that was included within the Tchum, or if it wasn't literally within the Tchum, it was included by way of an Eruv, but it was close enough that he can go and come back and still be able to be Mesameach with his family.
So according to Rashi, if someone didn't have a family, if they lived outside the Tchum, would they be allowed to lock up
Nehra? According to way Rashi's way of learning Rabbi Elazar's Hakpada, if it was only a din Simchas Yom Tov, maybe he's saying it wouldn't be a problem. That's right, what you're asking?
No family to have Simchas Yom
Tov. Could be that you wouldn't have a problem. That's what he's saying. There would be no problem because you're not giving up anything. You're not jeopardizing anything.
Yep.
All right, let's see now this Ritva. There's two Ritvas here. I'll just mention outside before we take a look at the Ritva, which I'm assuming everyone got a chance to see before. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. And the Gemara in Shabbos has an interesting exchange over here. The Gemara says, Amar le Rebbe, the Rebbe Shimon ben Chalafta. Mibnei mat lo Hikbalnu panecha beregel, kederach shehikbilu avosai lavosecha. Rashi says, it's speaking sort of beloshon nikia. What he really meant was lo hikbalta panai v'derach anova kamarle. Basically, he's telling him, why didn't you come to see me? Why didn't you do the right? Why didn't you do the right thing? Amarle sloyim nasu gevoim. Rashi says, katanim nasu gevoim shezakanti. I got old. I'm too old to come. It's a hard trip for me to make. Krovim na'asu rechokim, what used to be close is now far. I mean, it's a trip is difficult. Mishtayim na'asu shalosh. I used to walk on two legs, now I walk on three, meaning I need a cane. That's like that old riddle, right? What walks on four legs, then three legs, then two legs?
Four legs, two legs, and three legs.
Right.
Four legs, three legs, two legs.
Four legs, two legs, and then three.
Oh, four legs, two legs, and then two legs.
An old person.
A person. At first he crawls, then he walks, and then he uses a cane. So, you see that comes from the Gemara. The Gemara says, I used to walk on two, now I walk on three.
Everything.
No one's ever original. They take everything from us.
Shetzarchani Mishanes. All right. That's the Gemara on Shabbos. You see over there that there was an expectation, again, there was an expectation that a person would come to visit his Rebbe on the regel. Comes up again in Rosh Hashanah. So the Ritva, in both of those places, seems to shed some light, at least on his understanding of this halacha. So the Ritva over here, in Masechah Sukkah, this is the Ritva, Dibra Masel Maisa Rebbe Loi. The Ritva says, that mean? Pirish b'delesei b'masa. Lesei?
Not.
He's not b'masa.
In the city?
In the place, right. He's not in that place. D b'de'isa b'masa. Because if he was in the place, then what? B'chol yom v'yom hu chayev. The Ritva says, when Rabbi Yitzchok said his rule, Minayin shechayiv adam lahakbil penei rabo beregel. So why do you say regel? Why do you say regel? Oh, it must be talking about a place where the Talmud and the Rebbe are not in the same place. Because if the Talmud and the Rebbe are in the same place, the Talmud has to go every day to see the Rebbe. Right? Talmud's got to come every day to see the Rebbe. So we'll have to see. Shenamar, Madu Ahalach Selah Hayom, Lachol Shabbos, Miklad of the Chol Shabbos, he boy Leila Mazel. Pirish. So the Gemara brings the pasuk in which they said to the Isha Shunamis, why are you going? It's not Shabbos, it's not Rosh Chodesh. Remember that Rabbi Yitzchok said Rega. The Gemara's pasuk refers to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So the Ritva says, oh, that's Pirish Keshehu B'soch HaTchum. He's only within the Tchum. And when does he have to go specifically on the regal? That's when you're outside the tchum. So the Ritva has a three-pronged analysis over here. Right? When the person is within the same masa, same ear, same place, same locale, then the Talmud has to go every day. When the Talmud and the Rebbe are separated by some distance, right, but they're in the same tchum, then when is that? Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh.
I thought regal was like, meaning.
When is it that you have to go dafka beregal? Kishu michutz l'tchum. Regal means literally the regal. Regal means the shalosh regalim. Okay, did everyone catch this? So why did Rabbi Yitzchak pick up just on the regal case? Because in his memory, why does he state the rule in terms of regel?
Because he felt that the other ones were obvious.
So that's what the Ritva says. Rabbi Yitzchak nakat mai deshachach be pshusa tve. He felt that he had to educate the klal with regard to that detail, which would be most subject to error. And then in the footnote he says, v'lohutzach Rabbi Yitzchak lahatzir el misha rabba makom rochok shal yisatzel eroso. The person might say, the Rebbe's too far away, I'm not going to go. So Yitzchak said, no. You got to go at least three times a year to the Rebbe that's far away.
Okay, so quick question.
Yeah.
How does this, didn't we say a little while ago that there's a halacha to stay with one's family on the Yom Kippur or something like that?
Mentioned before, you could be in Far Rockaway and the Rebbe can be someplace, or you could be someplace close by and the Rebbe can be in Far Rockaway, you can still be outside the Tchum.
So 2001 Amos outside the Tchum.
2,000 amos outside of the Tchum, more than 2,000 outside of the Tchum, you wouldn't be able to normally travel. On regel, you can travel beyond the Tchum. But even then, you're only required to go three times a year, and assuming that you can get back within a day, within the same day. I mean, again, the Tchum doesn't necessarily mean that the trip is long. It just means the orientation is such that you're outside the Tchum. Right? Tchum, you could be outside Tchum and be down the block. Not the blocks that we're familiar with, but you live in a place like Muncie, you live in a place like, some other rural areas. It's very possible. I don't know what it's like in other places. I'm guessing if you live in Eugene, it's not hard to be neighbors with someone, you can still consider them your neighbor, and be outside the... Oh, it's a city. Okay. Okay. I mean, you drive some places up in the mountains, you wonder how people have any interaction with anyone else around them. You see a farm, and then you travel, a good distance till you see anyone else around. There's phone lines, there's electrical lines, but no other homes for quite a distance. So, in that case, that could be your neighbor. Your Rebbe could live down the road, but you could be outside the home. Okay? So, let's review. What the Ritva says is like this, that you have... Basically, it's each person according to his own specific situation. You have this in other areas of halacha also. For example, might be for mature audiences only. But so that's what's happening over here. Rabbi Yitzchak is saying that it depends on a person's specific lifestyle, or his specific geographic location. If he lives very close to the Rebbe, if he has a schus of living in the same city as his Rebbe, same masa, then he should really go see him every day. I don't know. So this is not lalacha. We don't. This is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Ram doesn't have this. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't have this halacha. What's that?
To visit before you leave to a different city or something, right?
That's a different idea. To be zegen zich.
Yeah. Before you. That is an official halacha.
Before you leave to be. That's
before you leave or before the Rebbe leaves?
No, I think it's before you take leave of the Rebbe. Is that what you're referring to?
The Rebbe goes off on a trip to...
You see, in some places they do that. You ever see that? In some places, get the atet, get the hamodia. You look in the centerfold every week. You see, they're escorting so and so to the airport, or they're greeting so and so at the airport.
You never read Paul Rumkula?
It's like a glossy version of the centerfold of the hamodia and the atet. It's just all the pictures with really no content. But no, but you see in certain circles, that is certainly, it is done, and that's, it's a function of Kavanah Torah, I suppose. But over here, we're told three things.
It could be about a
chasna,
it doesn't matter.
You
never see a woman.
It can be about a
kala,
and you still
won't see it. Exactly. It doesn't matter what it is.
All right.
Certain words you cannot read, like in Hebrew, like when they write out words in
transliterate. Hebrew, transliteration.
It's very difficult to figure out whether that means.
Yeah, I said that's like Rav Moshe Chua. Sometimes the hardest words are the English words that he transliterated.
Williamsburg.
Okay, so again, the Ritva says that there are three dargas over here, three levels. If you live in the same mosa as the Rebbe, you got to go every day. If you live within the Tchum but not so close, then you would go on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And if you're going to be an individual who lives outside the Tchum of the Rebbe, in this regard, I'm not talking about, you know, metaphysically outside his Tchum, talking in terms of Tchum Shabbos, then you have to go on the Regalim. Says the Ritva. So why did Rabbi Yitzchok teach me the din of Regal? Oh, because he thought that was most subject to error. A person would most likely say, I live too far away, I'm outside Tchum, I'm not going to go. No, sometimes even you who live outside Tchum, you're expected to go and see the Rebbe. Oh, so the Ritva concludes, and he says, Ukimna demari da'ozev osi biyomi, Yona. Still, you have to compete, you have to contend with the Simchas HaRegel issues. The Elo Ein Lo Lotzeis Mi Beis of a Regel. All right? So what do you see from this Ritva? Does this din have anything to do with Yom Tov?
No, he just has a general chiyuv to do it.
That's right. This doesn't appear to have anything specifically to do with Yom Tov. It's not a din in the regel. You follow?
The visiting
of the Rebbe apparently has nothing to do with the regel. It's the regel, it's just accidental. In some case, you're going to have to go on the regel. But in other case, the chiyuv is every day. So the chiyuv, the source of the chiyuv has to do with something else. Now, it could be one of two things. What could it be? Or one of three things. We'll test this theory. We'll see over the next few days. But what would you say? If it's not regel oriented, which... Kavod. Okay, it could be Kavod HaRav. That's somehow...
The Rambam brings it down. That's what the Rambam brings it down.
In the halachas of Talmud Torah.
Yeah.
Right? The Rambam does not have this halacha in the laws of Hilchos Yom Tov. So somehow it relates to the Rebbe-Talmud relationship. Now one possibility is that it's to din in Kavod. This is just the way I have to show respect to my Rebbe. I have to go see him every day. Maybe he could be moichel on that, right? He could say, you know, thanks for the thought, you don't have to come every day, but you know, relatedly, it could be that's a din in Talmud Torah. Maybe I have some chiyuv to go because of learning. I have to go to be near the Rebbe in order to learn from the Rebbe. But actually, yeah, according to the Mitzvah, it's not Yom Tov. Source of this din is not Yom Tov. Take a look, however, at this Malbim. The Malbim seems to be learning differently than the Mitzvah. Did anyone see the Malbim inside? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll read it to you now. Tell me what the Malbim is saying. Sorry.
Good question. But now, on regals, though, aren't you supposed to...
Good question. That's a machlokas. Bear with me one second. It's a machlokas in the Achronim as to when this chiyuv exists or existed. All right, let's see this Malbim, and the Malbim may speak on some level to your question.
Oh, so you're saying they could have existed during a time of Golos?
It could be that this din is only during the time when there is no mikdash. Others say, no, it's dafka when there is no mikdash. Is that what I said the first time?
Yeah.
It could be that it's dafka when there was a mikdash. That's machlokas. But let me read the Malbim. And that the Malbim is a pirush to the Tanakh. So it's not in the standard mikros gedolos. It's going to be in those collections that have the Malbim specifically. So the Malbim on this pasuk writes the following. Anyone know anything about the Malbim? Oh, so it probably was the it was the Enlightenment. It was, yeah. Yeah, it was the regular masculine. A lot of these stories where they had like very sharp comments to the masculine. Famous for that.
Now again, masculine are the Enlightened ones.
Yeah, like during the Reformation, I guess the early early movement. Came from the French Enlightenment first, and then.
So if you know any sort of math or science, you're a product of the Enlightenment.
You're closest to Jewish history probably than anyone here. You taking Jewish history now?
Yeah.
Okay, so. We'll defer to you. But in his commentary, to this pasuk Chaf Gimel, listen to what he writes. Madua ahalecha seilav hayom lo chodesh, ki hayom min hagam laleches el isha elokim bechodesh v'shabes, shekamosh etziva Hashem al ha'aliyah beregel, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that we go to the mikdash on the regel, lilmod sham darkei Hashem mipi ha'kohanim. What was one of the goals in going to the mikdash? People to see how to behave, how to act, to learn from the kohanim. Ulahamshech alav shefa kedusha, for a person to benefit from some type of shefa kedusha, from some type of abundance of spirituality. Mehashochin v'bayis hanivchar, a person would be affected by having gone to the mikdash. He'd be influenced by what he observed there. Right. Not magic. I'm saying a person would go there and be around people that are living life a certain way and be inspired. And maybe ideally a person should go there all the time. Go Rosh Chodesh, go on Shabbos, go to the Mikdash all the time. Kemoshia lost it lavo, like it will be in the days to come. Shekotsu v'hayom midei chodesh b'chadsho, midei Shabbos b'shabbato. Yavo kol basar l'shtachavos. Rak shebizman hazeh shehudavar sheyafshar, it's not possible. Hayuhochem b'chodesh v'shabbos eitzel hanavi. When it wasn't possible, so what did they do? They went Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh to the Navi. Sha'alav hayashochin kedugmas sheyishkom b'mikdash keil. It was like a close second to being in the Mikdash. They would be near the Navi. U'mimenu yilmadu darkei Hashem. And from the Navi, they would, again, like by being in the Mikdash, they would learn the darkei Hashem. So too, by being around the Navi, they learn the darkei Hashem. Mimena yilmadu darkei Hashem v'yikbalu shefa kedusha obrocha. Ubemoed hayu olim laregel amikdash hagadol. They would go to the temple. V'alkein tafas chodesh v'shabbos levad. That's why it specifically says Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Because in the mikdash they would go to the. I'm sorry, on the regel they go to the mikdash. V'chachameinu zechrono l'rocha hotziu mizeh. See here, Chazal Haim said based on this, hotziu mizeh shachayv odin lekabel pnei rabo v'regel. They deduced from this practice, from this pasuk, that it was proper for the Talmud to go see the Rebbe on Regel. Ki bezman hazeh she'ein mikdash, yeh kabolos p'nei rabo b'mokom ali l'regel. During the time of the mikdash, when would they go to the mikdash? They would go on the Regel. What would they do on Shabbos and Yom, on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? They'd go to the Rebbe. Or in this case, the Navi. They couldn't go to the mikdash every week, every month. And on the regalim, so they would go to the regalim to the mikdash, and on Shabbos and in Rosh Chodesh they would go to the Rebbe. What happened after there was no more mikdash? Says the Malvim. Oh, once there was no more mikdash, then they said Chacham Zechron Lebracha Hotziu Mizeh Shachayiv Adam Lekabel Pnei Rabo Beregel. What does that sound like? Ki Bezman Hazeh She'ein Mikdash.
When there's place of the mikdash.
Yeah, Kabolos Pnei Rabo B'Mokam Ali LeRegel. This, according to the Malbim, it is a din in Mikdash. It is a din in Regel. The Ritva says it has nothing to do with Regel. It just sometimes turned out that it was a Regel-oriented halacha. But it's not inherently a Regel-oriented halacha. It's a Rebbe Talmud halacha. The Malbim is saying that what? Like you said.
It's just a replacement.
Hagam Shabbos Shabbos Ein Chiyav Kevan Shein Bo Chiyav Ali LeRegel.
I was about to ask, where does the Gemara get Shabbos and Chodesh?
That's the pasuk. That's what he's saying. So they would go Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. That was the minute. They would do that. But moed yishchiyov b'davar kivan she hischayev la'alos l'regel. In lieu of the obligation of going aliyah l'regel. Umipasak hazeh lamanu shekabolos pnei harav hu kemekabol pnei hashkin b'mikdash. Right? Person has the opportunity to be mekabol pnei rabo. Somehow it's akin to be mekabol pnei hashkin. Right, so this is very different than the Mahalach of the Ritva. Does everyone see that? Should I say it again? I'll say it again. Ask the Ritva, what's the nature of this obligation of being Mekabel Pnei Rabo? It's true, it says Beregel in the Gemara. But what's the nature of the obligation? Not Yontif.
Every day.
It's a Rebbe Talmud Halacha. Maybe Kavod Rav, maybe Talmud Torah, whatever it is. It's nothing to do with Yontif per se. When does it get practiced? Well, it depends. Who are you? Well, when are you chayiv an ona? Are you a camel driver? Are you a sailor? Are you a talmid chacham? Same thing over here. What are you? Are you a guy who lives close to the Rebbe? You gotta go every day. You live a little bit further away, but you're in the tchum. You gotta go Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Are you a person that's unfortunately outside the tchum? Well, then you can only go on the regel. That's where regel comes in. Why'd you tell me regel? Why'd you set up your statement, your memory, your halacha in terms of regel? Because that's where people are most likely to err. They'll say, oh, a guy, I live outside Tchum. No, Rabbi Yitzchok says, you too, you're also Chayav. But according to the Ritva, it's not inherently anything to do with Regel. The Malbim has a different Mahalach. The Malbim says no. The Malbim says that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, they went to the Navi, because really a person should go to the Mikdash all the time. Why do you go to the Mikdash? You go to the Mikdash to be inspired, to be taught how to act properly, to see the Kohanim doing the Avoda, to observe. And to be inspired. So when does it make sense to do that? Yeah. I guess as often as possible. But they went on Shabbos, and they went on Shabbos. Sorry, they would go by the regalim. That was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded of us. What they do the rest of the time? Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. They couldn't go to the Mikdash. You can't ask a person to go to the Mikdash all the time. So those people, they went when? They went on the regalim, and they went Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh to the Navi. What happened once the base of Mikdash was destroyed? Now it becomes a chiyuv, says the Malbim. The Zman Hazeh, once the Mikdash is destroyed and they no longer have that conduit of inspiration, that Shefa, Bracha, Shefa, Kedusha, to go and be there and be Shochin, Beis HaNivchar, so what do they have to do? Then, the Zman Hazeh, Shein Mikdash, Yeh Kabos, Pnei Rabba, Mokom, Ali, L'Regel, Hagam Sheva Chodesh, Shabbos, in chiyuv, on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, it's not a chiyuv. Why? Kevin Shein Bo Chiyuv, Ali, L'Regel. That line is key. How do we know it's not a chiyuv on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? Because there's no chiyuv of going on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh to the Mikdash.
So what do you do with the pasuk then?
Kibizman hazeh shein Mikdash yeh kabolz pnei rabo b'mokam alila regel. You had a chiyuv of alila regel, therefore you have a chiyuv of being kabolz pnei rabo on those days. Hagam shebechol Shabbos ein chiyuv. But Moed Yishchiyev. Yeah, I'm sorry. The question? He's taking Rabbi Yitzchok's statement on its face. When Rabbi Yitzchok said that there's a Chiyev on the Regal to be a Kabbal Pnei Rabo, that's right. Says the Malbim, he means Dafka on the Regal. The Malbim wasn't the only one that had this. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. So, just a quick recap.
Right, with regard to the practice of going to the Navi on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, it was minhagam. He says it was proper to do. Right? It's proper to do.
But not a chiyuv.
But he doesn't use lashon chiyuv. Right.
So, however, it is a chiyuv to go to the mikdash on the regal.
Exactly. The mikdash is mitzvah lila regal. That was a chiyuv.
Right. So now after the korban, then there's still no chiyuv to go to the Rebbe and Shabbos and Yantav. It's just a nice minhag. However, the chiyuv is transplanted from the Mikdash to the Rebbe when it comes to the Rebbe.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Why? Because he's saying that that going to the experience, in response to that question, the Chachamim Zichron L'Vracha Hotziu Mizeh, from this Pasuk, and the idea that was normal, you alright?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Shechayev Adam, they deduced, or they understood, Shechayev Adam lekabel pnei rabo beregel. Keep his man hazeh shein mikdash, and then he goes into that. So he's saying, yeah, the pasuk is talking about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. That was their practice. But they also did something else. They also went on Alila Regal for that inspiration. Why did they go to the Rebbe on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? Oh, because really they should have been going to the Mikdash. But we couldn't make them go to the Mikdash every day. That's just too much. Also, now what happens with the day that they should have gone to the Mikdash? If they were mechuyev to go to the Mikdash, then they're mechuyev to go to the Rebbe. Well,
yeah.
It's a major nafkamina. What would be the nafkamina?
Sorry, what was the?
Because if I tell you that it's a din that applies specifically during the time of the Mikdash, on the one hand, then it says no chiv now. If I learn like the Malbim, then the whole chiv only emerges once there's no Mikdash, right? And this chiv didn't really exist during the time of the Mikdash. That's what you were asking, Yonah, right? Then you say, oh, isn't there a chiyah to go to the Mikdash?
Yeah.
You're right. So according to the Malm, according to Rav Yonah Sanhedrin, there was no chiyah until you couldn't go to the Mikdash anymore.
You mean chiyah to visit the Rebbe?
That's right.
Yes, just the
minhag. Forget about minhag. That's the whole din didn't apply. There was no... I mean, you would have had the minhag of going on Shabbos and Shmonesh, yeah. Right. But as far as a mitzvah or chiyah to be makbil from the Kabbal from the Rabbo, yeah, that would not have existed. Yeah. Yes, you had a question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course.
Right? No matter how you learn over here, you got to make sense out of the fact that the Pasuk is not talking about Regel. The Pasuk doesn't mention Kiyuzeh about Regel. The Pasuk says Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So it comes along with musical and says, oh, you see for me, you have to go on the Regel. So the Ritva's answer to that is, you're right. It doesn't mean Dafka Regel. It means there are certain times when you got to go. You got to go daily in some cases. You got to go Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh other cases. And in some cases, you go once a year, three times a year.
Who are you just reading from?
First the Ritva, then the Malbim.
No, then you just said.
Who
did you say?
Evan or Irish? I just mentioned it. I didn't read it inside. We didn't read from it. I just mentioning it. But yes, he was famously involved in a controversy with Yaakov Evan about the Kameis.
Yeah.
Famous Emdenite. Did you learn about that in Jewish history?
For sure.
What? Did you cover that in Jewish history? A famous Machlokes? Rav Yaakov Emden or Yonason Ivershitz? Rav Yaakov Emden, I think, accused of Yonason Ivershitz of being a Sabbatian. Accused him of being a follower of Shabtai Tzvi.
And still, it's not.
What's that?
I think scholars argue.
Whether or not
he really was. I think it's still unclear.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Claim the casket.
No, I thought that was. Well, that's the difference. That's what I thought you were referring to.
What?
That's what I thought you were referring to.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's
whether or not,
to the,
whether
to the
or not,
Sabbatian,
there's some question as to whether or not Rav Yaakov Emden was chozer from his harsh comments of Rav Yonason Ivershitz during his lifetime. That's what I thought you were referring to. Did he really take it back? Did he not take it back? If you want to read anything,
the whole thing sparked because when his wife died, I think he said that he put in there. An amulet, he put in there some sort of thing that Sabbatians would put in their wives' caskets.
I think
that was the original accusation.
I'm not sure.
If he did that, then his whole argument as to whether or not he really did that or not.
I'm not sure about that specifically.
About the garage.
I'll make sure before you get to the garage. Yeah.
Okay, I get the Ritva.
You got the Ritva.
Yeah, I just don't understand how you define it as.
Sounds irrational. Again, either way, the Gemara is a little bit difficult because the Gemara is using a pasuk of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and then telling me a chiv of Regel. So somehow you're going to have to tell me there's a connection between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Regel. The Ritva is doing it one way, Malm is doing it a different way, but I wouldn't say one doesn't make sense. I mean, you could tell me you like one better than the other, that's fine. You could say you like the Ritva, he's a Rishon, you could tell me, you know, the Malm doesn't have a right to say anything. I don't know, but they both seem to make sense. Both seem to be reasonable. I mean, there are other opinions. There are other opinions that fall in line with these two camps. I mean, again, there's a kasha on the Ritva also. The Ritva is being bechiddush. Because the way the Gemara's memra, Rabbi Yitzchak has the memra, is that it's a din in regal. You have to go on the regal. Ritva comes along and says, no, it's not really so. It's not just regal. It's all the time. Sometimes it's regal. That's also chiddush. Right? No matter how you learn the Gemara, there's something of a chiddush because the limud and the pasuk, the rule that results, and the pasuk seem to be talking about two different things. So somewhere along the line, you have to say something creative. Okay. Any questions? Yeah.
So nafkamina between Ritva and Malbim is if the base of English were back again, then Ritva would say you still have a fee to visit the Rebbe on Regal, and Malbim would say no fee.
That's right. It seems that way.
So what about a nafkamina during a time when the base of English doesn't exist? Does Ritva agree that levels 1 and 2
still apply?
Are minhag as opposed to fee?
No.
He would suggest their kinnah.
That's right.
All right. So then the nafkamina today is that.
Right, if you pass them like the Ritva, then you still have a chiyuv to go.
Even whether you're in the same city, whether if it's Rosh Chodesh.
At some point, you're gonna have a chiyuv to go. At some point.
All right.
Okay. We'll stop here. You too, Zach. Nice to see you.